You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And the search continues. Today would have been Amelia Earhart's birthday. Having spent about a month in Atchison recently, everything is named after that woman in that entire town. Like everything.
We got to grab on to what you know.
That's right.
Boy, an expedition to a remote Pacific island in search of the remains of Amelia Earhart's plane is ready to launch after being delayed for a year. NBC News correspondent Tom Costello announcing on the Today Show today, which would have been Amelia Earhart's 129th birthday, that a group led by the Archaeological Legacy Institute and Purdue University will commence a mission in October.
Again.
Hang on, I got to pronounce this island name right. To Nikumaroro Island, which is in the Pacific Ocean.
It's full of stray dogs.
Nikumaroro.
Common spelling.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the islands of the Kiribati.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Mm-hmm. I looked at pictures of it. Nobody lives on it.
Yeah.
But it literally is, it looks like a very flat egg, and it has a lagoon in the middle.
Yeah, it's okay. Like an atoll.
So, whatever, Dan. It's just a lot of land in a circle. Well, not a circle, but
things have names.
Quiet. The expedition was initially announced in October of 2025, but it was postponed for a year while approvals and permits were obtained from the government of Kiribati.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kiribati. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's spelled Kiribati in English, but it's pronounced Kiribati.
Sam, make him leave.
I can turn his board off.
Please make him leave. My head hurt.
Do they really think they're going to find anything other than a pile of rocks that may not resemble the shape of a plane? Plus, why do you think after this many years the plane's even remotely intact?
Because in certain areas of the world, the tide is such that if it were in a certain spot way down below, they do believe it possible the fuselage remains.
Sam, make her leave, please.
When did you become an oceanographer?
Well, we interviewed the last set of people that went down there.
And you know what they found?
But you know what he said?
A pile of rocks.
He goes, we still think there may be paper artifacts down there. And I go, below the water?
They can think whatever they want. It ain't there.
All right.
But you got to go look.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea? I love this story.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the expedition. I was going to say, bad idea.
Scott.
Moving on.
A rental listing is turning heads online, not because of the home itself, but because of one expected line within the description. Okay? Right. It's newly built. It's furnished. It's one bedroom.
This is a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay.
Lovely little ranch. It's listed for $3,200 a month. This is in California with utilities and Wi-Fi included. Then later on in the listing, it says, if you are working from home, add an additional $200 per month. The optional fee quickly caught the attention of renters, many of whom said they've never heard of anything like it. That's crazy, quoting here from some Bay Area renter. Work from home fee? No way, replied Christopher Williams, who works remotely in Chicago. Another renter, Cody Hall, called the idea, quote, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The listing advertises a 535 square foot furnished cottage in Walnut Creek's Northgate neighborhood. Okay. Tiny.
That's very tiny.
That's like one room. It's a studio.
Well, my house in Roland Park that I lived in for 11 years was 1,000 square feet. So it would be
about half of that.
It would be half the size of that house.
Right. Yeah. Bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, like all kind of one, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be $3,600 a month unless you work from home. Then it's $3,800 a month.
Okay, now here's why I think this is a bad idea, and it is, as one of the commenters said, ridiculous. What if I am 55 years old and I did very well in my career and I'm now retired?
Okay, so you're home.
So I'm home a lot more than I would be if I was leaving every day for a 9-to-5.
I don't think it would go over well if you had a $200 retiree fee.
I don't think it's based.
I think that would be illegal.
I don't think it's based on usage of the facility.
Of course it is.
Utilities are included.
Well, I don't think it's based on being present all day long. I think it's just based on you making a profit off of that area.
I think.
And it's their way of getting a piece of it.
Nope. I think the owner thinks, because they could have just asked $3,800 and not put this in here. Instead, they asked $3,600 and said, unless you're going to work from home, we're going to ding you $200. Because you are using resources 24 hours a day instead of like 17 hours a day.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, is working from home, even if you work for someone.
Your lights are on.
You can write that room off, right?
You can,
That portion of your house where you're working from home. Well, but I mean, if you're in a 530 square foot place and there's not a lot of rooms to pick from.
I do believe the way that it works is if this is a studio apartment and it's 500 square feet and they are working in that studio apartment, that entire 500 square feet, because it is one room.
Is a write-off.
Is a write-off.
Yep.
If you go above.
Being home all day is going to mean higher power use, which we already talked about.
Right.
Here's the big one. Heavier internet bandwidth and longer air conditioning run times. That's it.
Well, but I mean.
I'm not saying I'd agree to it. I'm not saying it's fair.
What do they mean, air conditioning run times? I don't turn my air conditioner off or set the thermostat higher just because I leave for work. I just leave it at the same temperature all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not a slumlord. I don't know, like, what?
I don't know that it's a slumlord.
Well, I mean, they're fleecing the renters in California. There's no question about it.
Every apartment I've ever stayed in, the water was averaged for the building.
Oh.
My roommate and I used to pay $78 for water, and I assure you that we did not use $78 worth of water.
You're paying for your neighbor's overuse.
Yeah.
Dude, we have two people in our house, and we don't pay that for water.
Yeah, I know. And that's when I learned that it was averaged, and that's just the way they do it. And if you don't like it, move.
Well, but my guess would be, and I don't know, I didn't live in that apartment complex, my guess would be that there's only one water meter for the entire building. And so your landlord gets a statement every month from the water department that says, hey, the water usage in this building is $700. And then they divide it by the number of people living there or the number of units that are in that building. And that's why you ended up. It's not that I don't think the landlord was necessarily trying to screw you guys out of money. It was just there was no other fair way to do it.
They showed me all the different water meters when we moved in.
Okay, well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Dave Strickland, an entrepreneur from North Carolina, commented on Twitter that he encountered a similar request from a landlord in North Carolina. They wanted an additional $300 per month for anyone working out of the house.
Why?
He, like others, questioned how such a rule can even be enforced without being privacy invasive. In his case, the dude, quote, also insisted that he keep his indoor cameras installed. He said, I passed on that listing. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No, you cannot spy
on
me.
Whoa.
Yes, in that listing, it was $300 a month if you're working from home, and the indoor security cameras remain.
Absolutely not.
Are you a voyeur?
Weirdo.
Why would they request? I can understand if they wanted to keep the Ring, maybe the Ring doorbell.
Who would agree to that? I would
that
never.
That the interior?
Yes, no one's going to agree to that.
I mean, never mind.
It's okay.
Can you put whatever you want to in a lease agreement?
You can, and then I don't have to sign
it. As long as you don't violate federal law.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my question is, there is no specific law stating you cannot do a work from home fee. So you present it, you say, here's the deal. And if they don't want to pay it, they leave.
Well, to your question, yes, there is no protected class for working from home or working in an office. That's neither are a protected class, or neither is a protected class. So yeah, they can put a $200 rider in your contract that says, Dana, if you're going to work from home,
sorry,
another $200, and then you have the right to say, well, I'll pay that or goodbye.
I would say goodbye.
Goodbye, like the lady on Weakest Link.
Goodbye.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. We have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievance is coming your way in 45 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.